We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are moving closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. The Falcons will be on the clock in the first round with the 8th overall pick. And Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, when he talked to the media yesterday, he talked about the value in drafting a QB purely to stash as a developmental successor.
You're going to weigh it, right? Because, again, it's our board. It's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in because, again, we're talking about the next 4 to 5 years plus when we're talking about guys that we're drafting.
Well, there you have it. Go ahead and write it out. 8th pick overall, Michael Penix Jr. No.
Careful.
I don't have a problem with stashing a quarterback when teams do this. That's not a big – I understand. I don't think you do it at 8. And the reason I don't think you do it at 8 is because you're picking at 8 for a reason. And that means you have a lot of more holes than some of these teams that can do it. I have thought that Green Bay has been great at doing it with Aaron Rodgers and then again with Jordan Love. But Green Bay's been in positions to do that because every time they've done that, it's been at like 24, 25, 26, and it's been a first-round talent that has fallen in the draft. I don't think you can do that when you just basically kind of maxed out your salary potential for the next few years and filling voids on the team, and then say, well, because you're just not close enough roster-wise.
I also think that Green Bay has kind of struck gold with what they've been. And we've seen 1 year Jordan Love.
But guess what? Guess what they also done, Mike, before you finish? They forfeited winning titles just to have the quarterback of the future. Because who would have?
They forfeited the end of Aaron Rodgers' career.
Yeah, because Devontae Adams and another stud with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and that's why Aaron was so mad back when it happened. I think there is some merit to it, but I also think that you've gotten a little bit lucky to the point that Jordan Love is he's about to enter contract year. You know what I mean? Like you are going to see a small sample size of a starting quarterback, and then you're going to have to pay him. And I think there is some luck involved in it. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen or should never happen. I think it has to be the spot on scenario for it to happen. And you mentioned Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes going at 10. They were in that spot. They knew that he was – they believed in their scouting. They knew he could be that guy. They had an Alex Smith that they did not think could get them to the next level at the time, and they knew schematically he would fit.
And they only had a year left. They knew they only had a year of Alex Smith that they were going to – they only wanted a year more of Alex Smith. So they knew go up to 10 from 27, let Mahomes learn for a year, and then he takes over. And that was a real plan. You're not doing that with Cousins.
No. I will say this, too. We've talked a ton about Spencer Rattler and Jordan Travis and some of the other people in the back end. I'm starting to get the feeling, though, guys, and because I thought, hey, maybe we can grab Spencer Rattler in the 6th. I'm starting to get the feeling that Spencer Rattler is going to go a lot earlier than that. Some of the mocks I'm starting to see, he slide into the 4th and 3rd.
The talk has been heating up.
You might be looking at like a Kadon Slovis, kind of guy, like where you're
Pratt?
In 5th or 6th round.
Tulane.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I've watched a ton of his film. I think that, when you look at the numbers, that they all become serviceable. I think the thing about Spencer Rattler is he is a really, really raw prospect, but he's got all the ability in the world. And I think that's what kind of makes him pop out at you.
So Fontenot's been a part of a draft art too. you would say over the years. So he knows just how much things have changed as the draft process has progressed. And so, yeah, things might look different the last few years when you're picking at eight.
It has tweaked. It really, you know, we look at it every year in regards to the process and how we're going to operate. And regardless of the results, we're always looking at the process and how we can improve it, right? We take everything with a humble approach and look at how we can improve as we step away from things. And with this, the cool thing this year is we got a lot of new coaches that have done things some different ways, particularly with Raheem and Jimmy and Zach being in L.A., a lot of respect for Les and Sean and that group and how they operate up there. And so there were some unique things that they liked in the process that we've said, okay, well, this makes sense, because what we're always trying to do is be as efficient as possible.
Well, what he's talking about is he's getting used to the difference in art. And look, when Raheem came in at that opening press conference, he mentioned multiple times the relationship that Les Snead had with Sean McVay and how they did things and how much he enjoyed it. He liked it. And I think part of it, when you create a relationship like that or start a relationship, you're basically saying, hey, how do you see things going? And, you know, Raheem probably told him, he goes, well, this is how I want to do things. And then you make your own system, Tiff.
Well, there was such an open dialogue. I had the Rams this season with Morris there as the defensive coordinator. And so, yeah, there's a very much an open dialogue in how the Rams did things.
And, yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that Sean probably took in Raheem's point of view and then whoever he technically had as his OC who was helping him with game plans. And I would think that Raheem, Jimmy Lake, and Zach Robinson are all in kind of that process with Terry, right?
Yeah, and he mentions Les Snead as well. I mean, that Les Snead's been in a lot of good draft rooms. You talk about somebody who's seen some drafts. Les Snead being under Thomas Dimitroff, being a part of those drafts. He's also, he and I used to go back and forth all the time. Les Snead's an Auburn grad. He's from Eufaula, Alabama. I mean, this is a guy who is now about as California as you can
That's on the way to Panama City.
yeah, so... I think and Terry talked about it yesterday too, encouraging debate. But also when you walk out the door, you walk out hand in hand. And so I thought that was really cool to hear, because you don't want an echo chamber, right? When you're in a scouting department or a draft room, you don't want somebody to just nod their head and say, yeah, you're right. You want somebody to kind of play the other side of the coin. Hey, this guy could be a game wrecker for us. Well, you know, Terry, he runs a 5.7 40, and, he might not be, you know, the kind of guy you think he's going to be. That's what you want. So encouraging debate. I think that was really cool to kind of hear Terry go down that road. But he, you know, also said at the end, when me and Raheem walk out the door, we're going to walk out hand in hand, having been on the same page.
And a lot of what they do spend the time talking about, too, is the defense, right? So this is a collaborative effort. But you're also bringing in probably guys that have similar but maybe a little bit different visions in how they've done things before. So Fondo also talked about the defensive scheme changes and how they affect personnel preferences.
Well, the cool thing about our coaches right now, talking about Jimmy Lake, Zach, Marquise, those guys are really smart, but they're also very forward-thinking and very flexible and open-minded. So we really want ultimately good football players. I know Jimmy said it before that, hey, we're going to be hybrid and we're going to do different things. So I know this is a type of – we have a clear vision for what we're looking for and what we want to bring in, but I know our coaching staff is going to get the most of our players that are here, and they're going to put them in position to be successful. So I'm excited about those players and other players, because I believe if the skill sets that we have – we're going to make sure that we maximize all those players with what they can do because of the confidence I have in our coaching staff.
Hasn't that been the biggest point of conversation for us when it comes to Dallas Turner?
Yeah, that's
it's exactly what our conversation has hinged on the show. And speaking of which, we'll get Nick Kelly on from Tuscaloosa News at 8:40 today, and he's going to talk about Terry Arnold and Dallas Turner and Kool-Aid McKinstry and Braswell and all the other Alabama prospects that you know, some of those have been mocked a lot of times over to Atlanta. But I think the fit with Dallas Turner is what we've kind of gone back and forth about. He's a perfect fit. Does that make him the, you know, first defensive player taken? Is that a right when you're a perfect fit for the defense that's sitting there at eight? I don't know. I still think, guys, in my opinion, that you are probably looking at somebody else. I just don't I know that a lot of people say Dallas Turner is a perfect fit, and I agree with that, but I don't know that that automatically makes him a top 10 pick. And I think when you hear the term multiple and we can kind of be a hybrid defense, that kind of makes my ears perk up a little bit.
So who fits better?
Well, I think here's the problem, Tiff. Here's what it all comes back to. We have used this term edge now for how many years have we used the term edge in the draft? Edge hasn't always been a thing.
It used to be
outside linebacker, and it used to be defensive end. And we've blended that term, right? We've blended outside. Now it's pass rusher. I think Dallas Turner is a great outside linebacker. And I think Latu and Jared Verse are good defensive ends. Then you also have to ask yourself, what type of defensive end? Is he playing a four technique? Is he two gapping? Is he going to play the wide nine, the Calais, role that you've seen in years past? I don't know. But I do think that Dallas Turner is going to be a very, very, very productive player in the NFL. And so if they pick him, hats off to you. I love it. I don't know that, like we've talked about before, I don't know that you're looking at him going, hey, this guy's going to get me 15 sacks next year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's just how I feel and have felt throughout the process.
I kind of feel like Latu or Turner are better at a high, would be better depending on basically based on how they were used, what we've seen out of them at that more hybrid role than Verse. I think Chop Robinson would be better than Verse as well. Now the problem for Chop Robinson is that, we can talk about he is the ultimate boomer bust because he has all the athletic traits, but we haven't really seen him put it together on the field like you've seen these other guys do.
Who was the pick that the Lions had a few years back? Was it Ezekiel Ansah? It was kind of like that where you were like, man, this guy is just.
And they called him Ziggy, yeah.
Yeah, you were like, man, this guy can jump out of the gym, windmill dunk, and all the other stuff. And the question on draft night was always, can he rush the passer? And I think you're going to see some of that tomorrow night. It's going to be, does the tape match up with the measurables, match up with the person, match up with the visits?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.